All right. Okay.
I just want to know.
Well, as Brienne does that, the listener, you will probably know that very well. A few weeks ago, Jade played this song by Sufjan Stevens about Jesus becoming the Son of God, and he asked me, "Do you know the Bible?" And I was like, "What?"
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was nearly Philomena Kunk.
Hmm.
Do you know that reference?
No.
Okay. Now you don't know something. Great.
No clue.
I am coming out on top here, listener.
Yeah, once. For once in this relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should check out Kunk on Earth. The Bibble.
Amazing. Yep. So stoked for it. I found the artists. Do you want to know who else I was going to go to the show for?
Yes, yeah, right. I do.
Well, I was really excited because DJ Shub Presents War Club is going to be one of the artists.
Okay.
So he's an indigenous rap DJ guy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like some of his music. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Hoxley Workman, I know one of his songs, so I really hope he plays that one song at the show.
Wow.
Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do.
all of your coins are in.
Yeah. I think that was it. I think it was just those three that I was excited to go see.
How many people are in the lineup?
I'd say at least 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Committed.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a three-day thing. They're all at different times, so I always discover. I discovered new music last year, so...
Did you enjoy the music last year? So you went last year?
Yeah, I went last year for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's not just music. There's vendors, food, and it's all open-air stuff. So you can just run around, listen to whoever you want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It was an incredible time.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy this year as well.
I hope so, too.
Yes.
It's always the goal, to enjoy the time. I spent enough money on the tickets, so.
Okay. It's music time. We've exhausted our brain cells. Here's New Devourers. Exciting stuff by him. Beloved VanCon queer icon. 10 Things I Crave About You. Enjoy.
I was
End of Beginning by Joe off of his debut album Decide. Before that, you heard, of course, Devours with 10 Things I Crave About You, new release from him. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Brianne.
We're doing Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You picked End of Beginning.
I did.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I only found out about it because the guy from that band, I think it's a band, is also an actor in Stranger Things, which I've not watched, but I'm into.
Oh, that's just like me with Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Cool!
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
That's not a who, it's a video game.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
Incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You, I feel like, well, okay. A few things, listener, because you're not here in the studio with us. One, off air, whenever we listen to Joe, Brianne talks about essentially like what part of a movie.
Yeah.
That would play.
Where in the soundtrack it would be precisely.
Yeah. So yeah. Where is it?
That one's definitely like the late night drive, you know, there's no traffic and you're just chilling with the windows down. That's okay. What that evokes to me.
Okay. What type of movie is it?
I'm going to say more like high school, college, road trip for some reason.
Okay.
I'm feeling that vibe.
And is it one of those like movies? Okay, so it sounds pretty 80s. Is it a movie about the 80s?
Absolutely, it could be for the 80s.
Okay, but it could also be for now?
Oh, for sure.
Contemporary?
There's no limits there.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Incredible. Good. The other thing, listener, that you do not know about Brianne, that I shall reveal.
Oh, no.
Brianne does this thing where, like, she'll listen to a song for 30 seconds, get kind of, like, the feeling for it, and then she'll know the song, and she'll start to sing along to it.
You're absolutely right. I do that. I have an uncanny knack for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you get that?
I don't know. My parents, I guess.
Okay.
I just do it. I've done it all my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before you knew how to speak or talk?
Sure.
Or walk?
That sounds like it could be true.
Yeah.
So let's go with it.
Yeah. Truly for real, dear listener, I've picked maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I picked half of the songs for today, and like previewing them before putting the playlist together, like Brianne would like sing to them. We even listened to part of Winona Forever's newest album called Acrobat, which we'll be hearing a little bit from later today. And like, they're not very long songs. They're like maybe, you know, 2.5 minutes or
yeah,
something like that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the second chorus, she knows everything about it already.
Well, that's what songs do. They repeat themselves. So as long as you hear like the first little bit, you can do it.
I feel like you would be really great as one of those ancient Greek philosophers because you're such an orator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it called? The mnemic method.
Oh,
you know, mm-hmm. how like, and I don't know. Apollo, who shined like the sun or something, and then Aphrodite, who's beautiful or whatever. And
yes.
Yeah, you would just, like, know that because of the rhythms.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think that's how my brain works.
Okay.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just always happens that way. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. I thought you would say something else about it.
No, I just do that all the time. Doesn't matter what's playing, any genre. I'll usually pick it up, hum along, sing along.
Bring her to karaoke, folks.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of shows, not at all, though. Check out Sylvia, which is a theater show happening at Metro Theater from now until April 30th. So you've got a few days to... get into it. Having lived on the streets for a while, Sylvia is very grateful for a warm and loving home. This play is for anyone who has discovered that a pet can become a family member so quickly. The heartwarming story will be a good way for you to spend your time with your family, so for more information and to buy your tickets, go to the Metro Theater website. The show is happening from now until April 30th. Enjoy. Again, tickets. Go to metrotheater.com. You don't have any pets?
No, I'm allergic.
Right.
Yeah.
Music time.
Nice.
Cold dive into the music. As I mentioned before, you're going to be hearing some new tracks from VanCon favorite, Winona Forever. Slow Dance. Off of their newest album, Acrobat. Enjoy.
It only takes a slow dance to get off speed and fast. Sweaty hands, but that's my bad. I see you as an old friend with some sparkly eyes.
partira en nuit. Et ce matin, un œil se mit. D'un œil au retour, au dehors, nana. N'a marima, n'a l'aîné romain. D'a l'allé. Hai inga hanui langa ngina ma na lo na lo mali to khana sima I see you nyang oni love you you na ni pinga khawa suga
Mati Atanarsimat, an Inuktitut cover of Heart of Glass by Elisa P. And that's what you just heard. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Brianne.
You're listening to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm here in the station, in the studio, with my dear friend Brianne, who lives 6 hours away.
Yes, I do.
Very famously. You know, I just wanted to show her the world of campus community radio. How are you enjoying it?
I love it. I've never been. First time on campus, really. So, mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's a nice studio.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not bad. We're pretty good.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brianne, do you like poetry?
I love poetry.
You do?
I do.
Awesome. Great. And you're not exactly located. I mean, you're in BC, but you're not exactly located in the Metro Vancouver area. In fact, you're not located.
Definitely not. At all. I'm way, way from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But boy, do I have something for you that you can also participate in. Anybody can really participate in this as long as they have a stable internet connection. Write to your MPs about accessible internet in Canada. But here we go. March 1st to June 1st. All right, so it's already started, but you can get into it. It is Haiku Invitational. This is the International Haiku Contest. ran online, and it accepts submissions from all over the world. Haiku is, if you don't know, is a traditional song in Japan, which includes rhythms and no melodies. The top poems in six categories, such as Vancouver, BC, Canada, the US, international, and youth, will be featured in the Haiku Canada newsletter and published on the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival website. These haiku will also receive celebrity readings and be celebrated in creative ways during the 2023 festival. So for more information, you can Google Haiku Invitational on the internet or check it out on vcbf.ca/festival/haiku-invitational. Do you like writing a haiku?
I probably haven't done that since middle school, to be honest.
Okay.
I just like to read poetry.
You don't write poetry?
Not really.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Different.
Yeah.
From... All right.
But I'm sure that's an enjoyable event.
Yeah. You won't submit, but...
Probably not, no.
Yeah. But you could check it out.
I'd probably check it out, yeah.
Yeah. Because you have a stable internet connection, somewhat.
I do. It's better actually, now. Oh, it's so much better than it was. Mm-hmm.
The first few years when you moved out there.
It was brutal.
Oh, God.
You had to let a 5-minute YouTube video buffer for at least half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was impossible to get in contact with you.
Digitally, like online? Yeah. No. You could write me letters.
I could write you letters.
You do write me letters.
I do write you letters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, what is it with the letter writing? Is it like the act of writing a letter is romantic? Is that what it is? Like capital R romantic?
Yeah, capital R romantic for sure.
And okay.
It's just something to do. I like handwriting. I like mailing stuff. Yeah.
Okay. That's the other thing about Brianne. She loves writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a postcard from her if you talk to her for more than 20 minutes and she gets a good vibe from you.
Yeah, and I get your address. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you're happens. Getting a postcard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listener, I hope you enjoyed getting to know Brianne. I have for 12 years. This is what I have to deal with. This is what I put up with.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you ever consider coming back onto the show?
Absolutely. This has been great.
Awesome. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Brianne.
And here's the final track. You know, earlier on the show, Winona Forever told us to slow dance, and Elisa P delivered with her Inuktitut cover of Heart of Glass. But here is new release by Best Friend, and it is truly a slow dance. Tuesday Waltz. Enjoy.